Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Final score here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks defeat the Warriors 120 to 110. Warriors cut it to two on a Stephen Curry three, 106-104, with a little more than 4 minutes to go. But a 14-6 race to the finish for Milwaukee from there. The Bucks hit seven threes in the fourth quarter. They were 7 of 13 from downtown in the fourth. They hit 19 threes in the game, capped off by that last one from Ryan Rollins to get him a new career high, his first 30-point game with 32. Ryan Rollins against the team where he began his NBA career with, then traded to Washington in that Chris Paul, Jordan Poole deal. 32 points, 8 assists, just one turnover for Ryan Rollins. He was 13 of 21 from the field, 5 of 7 from deep. So he started the season 3 of 16 from downtown. And over his last two games, he's 9 of 11. So that makes him, 12 of 27. He'll bump his three-point percentage up to 44.4 with a line over it percent. Just great stuff from Ryan Rollins today. Hats off to him again. Saw him when he was playing in Santa Cruz, and you could see that this guy could be somebody. I believe my partner, Drew Schiller, in those Santa Cruz games said he'd be a starting point guard in the NBA one day. Well, he was right. 17 for Miles Turner. He finally started to get his three-point shot going a little bit after starting the season 23% from three in his first four ball games. Everyone was in double figures in the starting lineup for Milwaukee. 8 scored 10-plus in total. So off the bench, Cole Anthony with 16, Bobby Portis with 12, Torian Prince with 10. The Warriors only had 3 guys in double figures total, all scoring 23-plus. Jimmy with 23, Kuminga with another good game, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. He did have 5 turnovers. Steph mentioned his line. He also had 5 turnovers as well. Turnovers, a big reason why the Warriors lost this one. They coughed it up 22 times in this game. So, not good. They gave up 27 points off those turnovers. They forced 16 Milwaukee turnovers themselves, but could not. And they led to 25 points, so they were much better off turnovers than the Bucks were. And here's the thing. I guess a lot of them were dead ball turnovers because the Bucks only had 7 steals. So that means 15 of the 22 turnovers, I mean, they could have been forced by good defense, you know what I mean? But, they weren't, leak outs the other way. Sometimes it's just being a little careless with the basketball. Like, Steph trying to hit ahead to Jimmy Butler after a big bucket from Milwaukee. Or Brandon Pajemski trying the baseball pass to Jimmy Butler as well. Those ones just kind of missed in this one. So, tough stuff there for Golden State. And they were minus 18 in the three-point department by points. They allowed the Bucks to make 6 more threes than they did. 120 to 110 the final. This game was kind of hanging in the balance for Golden State. They just didn't really – they were kind of chasing the game. Milwaukee closed the first quarter strong on a 10-0 run. Warriors finished the second quarter strong to cut it to two, but that third quarter, the end of the third quarter, I think is kind of where the Warriors lost this one. You go back through the play-by-play. At one point, the Warriors, they were up 76-72, 79-75 with 5:28 to go. And from that point on, the Bucks went on a 12-0 run to make it 87-79, and the Warriors went 4.5 minutes without scoring. They only trailed by 3 entering the fourth, but because they ended the third quarter so poorly, Steve Kerr electing to start Steph Curry in the fourth instead of keeping him on the bench. And they were, unfortunately, when he was in there, unable to take the lead. They kept it close. They never led in the fourth quarter. Cut it to two, 106-104 with 4 minutes to go, but then a big push down the stretch, 14-6 to close this thing out for Milwaukee. So, look, all's not lost. Again, you want to talk about a winning week. You beat Indiana, who is 0-4 this year, and they've been competitive, very competitive in three of their four losses. They lost at the buzzer against Dallas. Aaron Nesmith had an open look at a three that would have won them the game. They lost 107-105 in that one. Indiana's not going to be easy. Yes, they don't have Tyrese Haliburton. Yes, they don't have T.J. McConnell. They have like eight guys on their injury report. Benedict Mathurin, who is off to a scorching start, he's out for like a month. He's week to week. Obi Toppin, who's averaging 14 per in the early going, he's out for a month. Andrew Nembhard, I think, only played the first game. And so they had to sign Mack McClung, the former G League MVP, three-time slam dunk champion, just to have another guard in there. But they're going to make you work for it. Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches in the NBA, so you know that's not going to be an easy game for the Warriors. But you win that one, you have a 3-1 week. You split the road trip, you're 5-2, which is, I think, exactly where you want to be through seven games. Of course, you'd love to be 7-0, but that's obviously not going to be the case.